The heart of today's story puts on display the heart of God. And in the Johannine writers' minds, they have been creating this theological, mind-blowing storyline right from chapter 1. If you hearken back to chapter 1, you remember phrases like, "In the beginning, God. All things came into being through him. He who has come into being in him was life and light. The light shines in the darkness. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And the Word became flesh, lived among us. From his fullness we've received grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who's close to the Father's heart, who made him known." Theme after theme, word after word, image after image. Light, love, grace, truth, God's heart on display. And at the apex of all these themes and the boom and the blamming of these images is resurrection. The Word became flesh, the seventh sign. God moved into our neighborhood. On the first Sunday of Lent, it might feel premature to talk about resurrection, but think about this. Jesus doesn't assure Martha of resurrection after Lazarus has popped out of the tomb. Isn't that a fascinating part of today's story? Wouldn't it have been so easy to say, "I am resurrection and life," after Lazarus was sitting at the table with you eating pita sandwiches or whatever? But instead, it's right in the thick of Lazarus being 4 days dead. And in every sense of the word, Lazarus was dead. For first century Jewish culture, he was dead culturally, he was dead spiritually, he was dead physically. In this culture, maybe 3 days the spirit might still be lingering, but on day four, he's dead, dead, dead. So in the midst of 4 day deadness, Jesus says to Martha, "I am resurrection and life." Try to stand alongside Martha in the midst of that moment. And Jesus invites us and asks us to believe in his ability to raise dead things, even in the stink and the stench of 4 day dead. You think about us, maybe we cry out the same thing that Martha did and Mary did. Lord, if only. Lord, if. If you'd been there, I wouldn't have lost. Wouldn't have lost my way, or maybe wouldn't have lost my confidence or my focus. Lord, if you'd been there, I wouldn't have lost my wits. I wouldn't have lost my child, my spouse, my friend. We're familiar with Martha's heartbreak. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus says to her and to us, "I am resurrection and life." And no matter how old or young we are, I think we can say we do have a perspective on what death looks like or feels like or how it impacts us. Things die. People die. Pets die. Hopes and dreams die. And the good news of the Jesus story today is that Jesus, the faith of God, is making all things new. Not magically, not at a snap of a finger, but in this earthly and cosmic way, God is on the move. And Jesus asks Martha, he asks us, "Do you believe this?" And Martha's faith-filled response, going out on a limb, is a model for us, where she says, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. And so this morning, I invite you to stand alongside Martha. And maybe in the midst of the dead places of your life, in those parched, dry places, Jesus says, I am resurrection and life. And your response might be to pray for yourself, pray individually, just simply cry out to God and say, I am, Lord, I need you, I am. I need you to show up in the midst of my deadness or my isolation, my loss, my pain, my anxiety, my grief. Or maybe you're called this week to pray and join corporate prayers, to pray for the power of resurrection in the lives of persons and communities who are bound up in their own grave clothes, bound up in war or poverty, genocide, disease, systems of abuse or oppression. I was thinking of even the choir's ministry to us already today, and you have those words in your bulletin. Plagues, serpents of the dark, pestilence that stalks the nigh, they who harm, who destroy, those who spread fear and terror. We as the community of God, we as the people who follow Jesus, are to pray, I am, to pray resurrection, to pray and join and be the answer to our prayers too, to be resurrection, to join in God's great restoring work in the world. So as we begin these first few days in the season of Lent, 40 days in the season of Lent, may the humble cry of our hearts be, yes, Lord, we believe. We believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God who comes into the world. And may God's Spirit help us to be those people who are animated and empowered by God's Spirit to speak and embody resurrection in those dark and hopeless places that we will be sent to, even this day, even this week, in this season of Lent. So I invite you into a quiet moment of prayer to sit with the dead things that surround you, to sit with dead images or circumstances that you've heard about or you've seen or you've read about in the news or you've watched on TV this week, to sit with those dead things. And though it sounds a little morbid, we're in the season of Lent. Many of us have been at Ash Wednesday services where we've heard the leader say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And so sit with these dead things, but the hope is in this Jesus who in the midst of the dryness, the parched areas, those broken dry bones, this Jesus says to us, I am resurrection and life. Let's sit together in silence. Lord Jesus, come to us and speak new life upon all our dyings. Look upon us as we stand at the thresholds of our entombing experiences, unable to see or move because of the grave clothes which bind us or the lives of our friends and our neighbors. We pray that you would set us free. In the name of Jesus, amen.